A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Kama Ayin Beis. Baba Kama 72b. Pagination is 144, starting from the Mishnah, about 9 lines from the top. This Mishnah is going to bring together two important concepts that are found in the Gemara. One is the topic of payments of 4 or 5, which is the case in Parshas Mishpatim, where a person stole a shor or seh, an ox or a sheep, and he either sold it or shecht it. So the aggregate of his liability could be as high as payments of 4 or 5 of the original animal that he stole, depending on the application. Now, that aggregate of 4 or 5 is essentially a payment of double based on the fact that he stole, and then an additional 2 or 3 times because of the tvicha or mechira. In our Mishnah, we're going to divide them because we bring into the mix a concept of hazama. The concept of hazama is that if two witnesses say testimony, and then two different witnesses come and say that they were false witnesses for a very specific reason, because of imanu heyisem b'makom ploni. These two witnesses who said whatever they did in Beis Din are lying, because they were with us in a different place at the time that they claim they witnessed something happened. Hazama, for example, they say testimony that they saw a loan tendered in New York on a specific day, at a specific time, and at that very date and time, these witnesses say, you were with us in Eretz Yisrael. It's impossible for both things to be true, and the halacha is, based on the pasuk in Parsha Shoftim, Perek Yud Tes, Pasukim Yud Ches and Yud Tes, that we listen to the second testimony, and we disregard the testimony that had been said, because it's now questionable, it's considered disregarded, to the point, va'asisem lo ka'asher zomam, we impose that guilt, that responsibility, that penalty, on those first witnesses for saying testimony that was fundamentally untrue. In the words of Rashi on Ardaf, sasru gufa shal edus. This is a contradiction on the very essence of the testimony. This is not just disproving it or disagreeing with them. It is such a fundamental hakasha, contradiction, that it has a special rule. Now, we mentioned in a previous session that it is possible to have two people testifying on the theft and two people testifying on the sale that the thief did afterwards. That means that we could be dealing with two sets of witnesses. And therefore, our Mishnah unfolds a case where two of them were contradicted, but the other group of two were not contradicted. And how would it play out? The Mishnah says, Ganav al pishnayim. If a person stole based on two witnesses' testimony, that's how we know he stole. V'tavachu mochar al pihen, and the shechita and the sale were also done based on those same two witnesses' testimony. V'nimtzu'u zomimin, and they're found to be false based on other witnesses testifying imanu heyisem. You were with us, mishalmin hakol. They have to pay the entire amount, and indeed payments of 4 or 5 would be made to the alleged thief, because it turns out that the testimony was a hazama type of testimony, and it doesn't stand, and this kenas, this fine, this ruling of Zomimin would be imposed. However, ganav al pishnayim, if a person stole based on the testimony of two witnesses, v'tavachomachar al pishnayim acherim, and the shchita or sale was done based on two other witnesses, elu va'elu nimtzu zomimin, both of them are found to be zomimin. Harishonim mishalman tashlume kefel, the first group will pay double because that's what they tried to make him liable for. V'acharonim mishalmim tashlume gimel, and the second ones are going to pay payments of up to three, either two or three, because that's the liability that they were causing to be increased. If, however, only one group became zomimin, nimtza acharonim zomimin, the second group, hu mishalim tashlume kefel, vehe mishalim tashlume gimel, he would pay, meaning the thief, would pay double, because that testimony stands, but the contradicted second set will pay payments of two or three, because that's what they tried to impose and have been contradicted as hazama. Rashi points out that there is a consideration here of the order in which the hazama occurred. If the hazama occurred on the theft, and then only later witnesses came about the sale, so then the hazama on the sale is on a testimony that has already been contradicted. And in such a case, the first case of the Mishnah, there would be no liability of the two or three on these witnesses. They would only be liable for kefil. And we follow that logic and consider that if a testimony is knocked off for a different reason, then there would be no hazama liability. The Mishnah continues, Echad minu acharonim zomimin, if one of the second set become zomimin, bat lo edus shniya, then their group is knocked out, but it's not a din hazama. As Rashi tells us, de'ein edim mishalmin mamon ad sheyizamu shneihem. You can't impose the financial responsibility unless both of them become zomimin. Ech min harishonim zomimin, if one of the first group becomes zomimin, batla kol ha'edus, the entire testimony falls off. Shem ein geneva ein tvicha ve'ein mechira, because if the theft is not factualized in Beis Din, then there's no theft, and the sale is a meaningless sale, because maybe he owns it because someone sold it to him. And therefore, you've pulled out the bottom domino, so to speak, and everything falls, but without a hazama responsibility, because it's been disproven in a way that didn't match the parameters of hazama. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.